Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone, all my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram supporters, I do appreciate you. I couldn't do this without you guys. I got our state supporters, Kinston supporters, North Carolina supporters. We got people all over. We got London supporters. We got African supporters, Hispanic supporters. I mean, Spanish supporters. I'm just so thankful for all the people all over the world and people all over the United States. We do appreciate you because we can't do this without you. I just want to give a big shout out to the people who don't know, the people who are tapping into their gifts. And you might not know exactly what your gift is, but you just tap into you, you'll learn that gift. And I just encourage all you guys to just keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. It is worth it. Believe me, it's hard. It gets really hard, but it is definitely worth it because you're worth it. And just remember, you matter. So that's just my spill, that motivator in me, that pusher. You know, I don't want to enable you, but I will push you to be better, a better you than you were yesterday. So hope you guys have had a great Tuesday thus far. If you didn't, let's make this a better day today as we go forward. All right, so what I'm going to do is a big shout out to the Boom Boom Room in the building. You guys have been rocking heavy, and to the Bahamas, the people in the islands, to Jamaica. I've got a lot of Jamaica artists that have come to my shows. I do appreciate you, the love and support, and just coming out, and Baby Brown's in the building, Granville in the building. I just, 13 and Nazareth rocked the show at Illusions. For anybody who missed that show, I'm so sorry. You know, I wish you could have been there because it was a night to remember, and very, very, very touching night. And Ania, my homegirl, doing her thing. Miss Unique was in the building. So many different people. Velda, who's been on the Lyrical Cypher, showed up to come and sing at the show, and she was powerful, like a lounge singer. It was, the whole ambiance was amazing. Just want to give a big shout out to my Illusions team, the Lyrical Cypher team, for doing what we do and pushing. You know, you guys are my push team, and I appreciate you. Also, I have a habit of forgetting about myself, so I would ask you guys to vote for all the artists at the GANSPA Awards. That is GAN as in no, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, A, awards.com. Please get on that site. You can actually vote every single day. I'm actually one of the nominees for the Rising Star Female Poet of the Year. Also, Truth is a Rising Star Male Poet of the Year. We got Voice, who is Erotic Poet of the Year. We got Lester, who's Erotic Poet of the Year. We got Jamila Ratu and Princess and Yogi and Gemini, all these artists, Maximilian, so many different people who are on the list. And Georgia Me, my big sis, I am so proud of her. She is actually, I just got to give a big shout out to my home girl, my big sis, Georgia Me, is on tour with Jill Scott. How amazing. I would love to be, you know, to have that opportunity. And that is an amazing opportunity. I'm so proud of her. Just pushing. She's been doing this thing for years, and dreams really do come true. So, like I say, I just keep doing what you do. You never know what God has in store for you. Also, my birthday is this month, so we're going to be having a birthday celebration. The flyer will be coming up real soon, possibly tonight. And I hope you guys can come out. My feature is Blues. Tony Award, and he's actually Emmy Award winning. He's 7-time Emmy Award winning poet who actually just did a poem at the Super Bowl we just had. His name was Blues, B-L-U-Z. Boris Rogers also, but you can check him out on Facebook. This guy's a phenomenal dude, actor, poet, producer, amazing dude. Is going to be featuring at my birthday celebration. What better way to do this thing? And also, Ill Will will be hosting the show, and that's August 27th at the Arts Council. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. And we're going to get it in till midnight. So I hope you guys can come out to the show, rock out with me, celebrate my birthday, eat some cake, dance, just chill, and just do what we do, do what we love to do. So hope we can make it happen. We'd love to celebrate my birthday with you guys. And I'm excited for God, you know, claiming he's blessing me with more and more years, you know, to come to keep doing what I do. And being a blessing, I want to be a blessing to others. All right, so enough of that spiel. I hope you guys got a lot of information. And we're going to pump this show up. So let's get it. All right. It will.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, and Lauryn yeah. Hill. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
DC Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bite 2. Chase, chase.
Yeah.
Y'all listen to my story, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yo, yeah, check it. I'm just another independent rapper in this world. I'm trying to make it on my own in this big world. I got big plans. I'm chasing big dreams. And when I make it, I'm going to be doing big things. I'm talking about the money and the nice cars. I'm the star shooter. I'm shooting for them stars. I'm a dream chaser, so that means I'm going far. And every day is so good. Do it again tomorrow. And do it again the next day. It's the good life. And be thankful that I moved from the hood life. And never lived that. Woulda, coulda, shoulda life. And never have anybody tell me what I would like. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'ma prove you wrong couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say.
Sometimes I wish the word gossip was never made, and the first diss track was never played. Everybody wanna live in the devil days, and the way they act, I can tell that they never pray. Come on, man, I'm just trying to spread love and send a good message like the man up above. You say you don't care and just hit me with a shrug, but you wonder why your dreams get squashed like bugs. The bigger person is the role that I play here. When I talk to you, I just want you to lend your ear. Life with no regrets, but plenty of fear. Tell me, is this how you act if I really disappear? They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'ma prove you wrong couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say.
Yo, I got a good philosophy on life. Everything'll be great. We can just do it twice. But you only get one chance. Better do it right. If it's your time to go, I won't see you tonight. The man upstairs has it planned out for you. To live a good life until it calls for you. cherish every moment with the ones that adore you, and even with the little ones that try to annoy you. Life is too short to be worried about others. God said that we're all sisters and brothers, but some don't listen, not even to the mother. Life slipping through your hands like a hot stick of butter. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'm gonna prove you wrong a couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. Yeah.
This is a great man's rhymes and reasons, the beginning of a great man's season, truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason, my unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great, of a great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. You see, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand where my life lies and continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and see amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's I bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. And great Mr. Drown said, rah. I understand this is the great cause of my life. I understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, want to rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out, try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because he ain't to rise above it all. Understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today and understand that my life is greater. Greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. Understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer, closer to the great man's doors. They'll open something. This is how we do great stars, dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing. See, I'm winning a great prize. Keeping my eyes on those prizes, keeping my heels up under my footstep. Understand that I'm lying, never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. See, I'm rhyming with great things, histology. See, I'm thinking that I'm going to be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk and start great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology, but this is a great test of time. Read between great books and great lies. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife, but the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's name, great man's lame. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the mist and saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go out to the great things of prosperity, great things of virtue. And this is a crazy entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding because I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself. I even talked to myself. Understood that I can always trust myself. You see, these brown eyes, these great visions. Before great things become for bad man's and for visions. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you, but inside the great things I've seen you. Seeking and believing for great things I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's a truth, man, great rise, I'm leaving. To my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding and understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul at its own self. Self-righteousness, self-great things, and I understand you're not biting. See, no bite-biters are great things, are backsliders. To understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told, and great things word. Remember, no apologies, but truth's hemology.
All right. I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license, or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found, I'm covered in grace. I dropped my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
The Rugged Cross. Life weren't always easy for me. And when I finally accepted Christ, well, it became a lot tougher. I thought I was prepared for whatever I had to face, but nothing could ever prepare me for this. By accepting Christ into my life, I now realize I was carrying a cross, almost like the one Jesus carried upon his shoulders before he was crucified. People say your cross reflects your life. It also reflects your journey in God. And if that's the case, I could only imagine what it was like for me not to have a cross at all. For I was once a sinner. I had no cross to bear. Whatever burden I had to face, I faced it alone, which was pretty tough on me because at that moment I really needed someone to bear my burden for me. I had no peace, no joy, no happiness. I was guilty and I felt shameful. And to know that my life were in the wrong hands really dampened my soul. But now I'm free, free from bondage and free from sin, free from the struggles of life. I can live again. So now if I suffer, it's for a good cause. And that cause is Jesus Christ, my Savior. So to say that it's a privilege and an honor to carry this cross, my cross upon my shoulders, is like saying, I do reverence you, Lord, in every way.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence entered the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, I exhale. By no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cried more than I smiled with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguised yourself to be. A mere representative. Living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received. With a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs, time was spent, or so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents the domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes, never realizing the hearts you trampled on. Or the damage caused. Upon wakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I work much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught. Gain slaves. God saw fit amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines, give a shout-out to you, just me paying homage to everybody who's calling in. We got a lot of people who called in via web. Please feel free to call in at 914-205-5676. All right. We have JD in the building. What's up, JD?
What's up, Tiana? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't complain.
That's what's up. All right. You said Bahamas. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the 242, the Bahamas. They showing much love. And I continue to get the bub. I have a lot of good people over there. And we also have a VWeb numbers group, and it's truly amazing, and everybody's making good money, and it really showering me with gifts from over there.
That's awesome. What kind of gifts you getting?
Huh?
What kind of gifts you getting?
Yeah, a few dollars, flags, showers, shirts, handmade jewelry, stuff like that.
Ain't no wrong with that. You got something for us tonight?
Yeah, I know there's something.
Right,
what's a tree with no leaves? What's a street with no cars? What's a storm with no rain? A lot of times in life, we question everything. Without a storm, do you really think life would be so grand? What would we be like without the rain? Personally, myself, I think we would famine, because without the rain, nothing would grow. So there has to be rain in order for growth. And when you seem like you're going through something, it's not as bad as it seems. You only seem like you're going through because the Almighty is moving you out of the position that you're in and putting you in a bigger place. And until you get comfortable to the bigger place that He's putting you in, everything is going to seem like it's going backwards. You have to learn to adjust, and once you get adjusted, you'll look back into that storm and laugh. When you pray to get out of the storm, always remember to pray for the storm, because without the storm, you would not have had growth.
I like that. It gave you something to think about. That was powerful piece right there. What inspired you to write that?
Well, also in the group, you know, a lot of people, they're going through something. I try to, you know, on a daily basis, give motivation, give you something to look forward to, whether you have no money or whether you have $10,000 or more in your bank account. You know, you always give thanks for what you don't have and what you do have.
That's right. That's powerful, and that's true. You know, that's well said, because it's the truth. You know, you have to do that. And keep right on pushing.
Each day is a blessing.
Being that motivator.
Okay. I said, each day is a blessing.
Amen. Well, I'm proud of you, and you come a mighty long way, and you're still going. I told you were a natural born leader.
I hear that on a daily basis, but the only thing I consider, I'm just Just having fun.
Just
having fun and trying to keep people motivated is all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you already do it naturally, so just receive it. You know, but I feel you, though. You got to keep going. All right, everybody. JD in the building with the boom, boom, boom. Let's get it. All right, I got Michelle Daniels on the line. What's up, lady? Oh, got some technical difficulties. Okay. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Did you get a chance
That's
to hear
good.
Yourself?
No, actually, I just got on.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of maintaining with my kids at this moment. But, yeah, I couldn't miss tonight. I could not miss it. So I'm on here.
Oh, yay. I'm excited. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
We got to talk. We get that album out. I got some stuff. I got some more work to send to you. I know we're working on that book. We got
yes,
some
ma'am.
More work to send to you to get you ready.
Okay.
Right. You got something for us tonight?
Actually, I do. I came across something that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you before, I am inspired to write books thanks to you and your encouragement. And one of those books is called Everyday Life. It's an everyday life experience book. And I just want to share this that I've written.
Okay.
Title is called Perseverance, A Mind Trained to Never Give Up. Okay. What does it mean to persevere? It means to never quit, to never give up your hopes and dreams to becoming successful despite your circumstances, because sometimes you have to set aside your problems and be more persistent to go beyond any measure of faith to reaching your goals. Nothing nor anyone can stand in your way because you're destined for greatness. You have that drive. You're motivated. And the greatness expectations of your life has now begun the moment you step one foot in front of the other. It's called breakthrough. You press your way to get to the point of your life. I mean, you press your way to get to that point of your life. You should be very proud of that as you start your journey. And the more faith is tried, the more determined you've become. Persevering is when you press through the millions of obstacles and challenges everyday life, despite the delays. Perhaps some of you are even praying your way through everyday, praying right now, and that's okay. Prayer moves situations and turns things around for our good. It is always important to pray. It's when you discover you and your purpose. It's the moment you tell yourself, I can do this. I will get through this, even if it takes doing it on your own. Tell yourself, I can do this. Listen, every courageous step you take, confidence grows stronger. It's amazing how God sets people in your path to help you as you journey through life, to your purpose, to your destination. Every one of them has a responsibility to you. They are what you call seasons, for they are here to bless you with wisdom and knowledge. They are here to embrace you with God's love and his comfort, encouraging you with uplifting words so that you never quit, but always be driven to go forward. Now, on the negative side of this, however, it's quite common. We give up right in the middle of trying. And why is that? Because we're not persistent enough. It is possible to be too curious about something more than you are willing to trying it out. And that leads to fear, which is also common. Therefore, having this state of mind leads to depression, a pause from being driven as life passes you by. But though depression plays a major part, it does not mean for it to be overtaking us. But we can overtake it. We can overtake fear, just be more determined to move forward without looking back. And the examples I have is coming from Romans 5:3-5. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who gives us, who gives it to us. So the Holy Spirit gives us hope to look forward to better and brighter future. The end.
Wow. You always give me the chills. I just close my eyes and listen to you, just zoned out, and you be speaking to my spirit, like that perseverance. Because
wow.
I realize, I promise you, you do, and I feel like he uses you for to be that pusher for me, and I appreciate it. You just don't know. Because I've been praying for spiritual pushes to keep pushing me, and I know one of my best friends who's on the show all the time with us lately, Unique, I do appreciate her. She's one of my pushers, but I do appreciate having you as a pusher as well. You just don't know.
Amen. Well, to God
Amen.
Be the glory. To God be the glory. I give it all to him.
That's
I will.
Right.
I mean, again, thanks to you and your courageous moves of what you're doing, I think is awesome, amazing.
Thank you.
I know God is using you, and you just continue to do so. I'm keeping you in my prayers and my thoughts.
Amen.
And I know God has
mm-hmm.
you and your team and whoever mm-hmm. is backing you. I know God has mm-hmm. them, and blessed is the hands that bless you. And I just
mm-hmm.
thank God for you. I thank God for using Jimmy to encourage mm-hmm. me to get on here. And
that's right.
You know, not so much as to speak, but to listen. And I'm hearing some of the most beautiful, inspiring voices on here. And these are voices that from my experience, these are voices that may not even been heard. And you're,
mm-hmm.
you know, God is using you to open up that door for our voices to be heard. And I just want to thank God for
mm-hmm.
you. And you just keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing a beautiful job, a phenomenal
mm-hmm.
job. You really are.
And I want to tell you something. That God bless you, and I receive that, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you guys. You just don't know. You guys push me in major ways, and all because I'm pushed and pulled in different ways. I thank God for the different talents I have, but I thank God for placing me on this earth to be a server. You know, I'm a
Amen.
Giver. Amen.
Amen.
And I don't expect anything in return. You know, and I just want to see you guys flourish. You know. I know what it was like. My grandmother was my giver, was my pusher, you know, and I know what it's like to give that back to somebody else. So it feels good, but I do want to say something to you, but I don't want it to tear you either. I want you to keep doing this, because I'm going to share some really good news with you.
Okay.
And the good news is that we have made it to iTunes. So as we are on this show, we are being heard on iTunes, Stitcher, and California Radio out of New York.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that is there's a reason why I say send your tracks. I say that because you never, and you hear me, I don't know if y'all hear me say my plug is something I came up with. It touched my heart when I first came up with the show 2.5 years ago. It'll be 3 years in November. But I say, here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say can be exactly what someone needs to hear. And I've been
wow.
saying that since the first day that I started this 2.5 years ago. And that's what's happening. It is manifesting itself. It's manifesting its destiny for whatever God has for it. But just amazing to get the email that we are on iTunes. We've been chosen. You know, and I thank God for that. You know, but
yes.
I feel like that was God allowing us to blow in the wind. And that's why I say send your tracks. You never know who's listening. There are people in London that are listening, in Spain that are listening, that in Europe that are listening. You guys just don't know how many people are listening to you right now. And I don't want that to carry you. I want you to remain yourselves. Remain natural.
Yes.
Keep doing what you do and keep
Most
pouring
definitely.
It out. You don't know who you're helping. But one thing I've learned is before I give it to you, it touches me. And when I give it to you, it belongs to you.
All right, now. That's beautiful. Right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Anytime, buddy. All right. That was Michelle, everybody. Powerful sister. I can't wait to meet her. Also, speaking of that, the word sister, for anybody, I'm actually going to have, I'm a certified life coach for anybody who doesn't know that. I'm also a substance use counselor. I told you I don't really talk too much about myself, but I do want to let you guys know this. I am going to be partnering with a nonprofit organization called Stand Up Speak Out, and it's actually called, they have a sister circle that they have. It's for women, and I'll be doing some life coaching there. There'll be some sessions on Saturdays or Sundays, but we'll figure out the date. But for anybody who wants to come, any of the ladies, you know, that want to come, and I also want to do a life coaching seminar as well for male and females. But for this organization, I'll be doing a sister circle for the women, and I'm actually going to just put it out there for women to sign up, and it's free to you. It's free for you to come. It'll be a 2-hour session. Unwind. Let's talk about some things. Let's heal. Let's get where we need to be in life. Let's tap into yourself. We're going to be tapping into self-love, working on you, working on your life, and getting your life back on track the way you want it, setting goals for yourself individually. I'm going to be pushing you to be the best you, and I'll be doing the same for myself. So I hope you guys can come out. We haven't set a date yet, but I'm trying to get some feedback from women who would like to be a part of it. Please, if you want to be a part of it, we'll have it in Kinston, and if you want it in your city, let me know. I will travel. We'll make it happen. And like I said, it's a free event. We'll do it in the library here in Kinston. That's where I'm going to do it at. And it'll be maybe a Saturday afternoon or something like that, you know, or morning, however we got to do it, just a couple hours out of your time, and we'll just keep it going. All right, so I got Unique. What's up, lady?
Not much. Just got off work. I guess you don't know how perfect you are, but this is how perfect you are. I just pulled into the driveway.
Oh, wow. Wow, so I was like doing my commercial before you got on. You go, girl.
So, since you are worldwide now, my dear, and that
Amen.
Means all ages listen to you, you know, mine are all mostly like neutral, you know, but I am on 2 Facebook groups. One is called Worldwide Poetry, and one is called Facebook. I don't know how many of you guys are on either one of those groups, but some of the content is not for children under 18, so make sure your parents are with you when you jump on those. But if you've got a moment, I will say my little whatever I wrote up before I pulled into my driveway.
That's
I got one tiny, tiny, tiny poem, but I got a big, long thing. Okay, this
gotcha.
Is part of my book, and it's not in any kind of order, okay?
Yay.
Yes, this is you and Cynthia, so thank you so much. And okay, all right, poetry is an expression of oneself. Many poets write from the soul, bearing only a small piece to the world. It can be cathartic or sterile for both reader and writer. The interpretation of a poem is part of the soul of the reader as well as the poet. Addictive poetry is mind-blowing and still. Different sites for different poets. That's where I was talking about. I was on 2 different sites. So just make sure that, again, your parents are with you. Still have crossover since poetry is personal. Check them both out, okay? I've been answering poets on both of these sites with interpretations. I actually try to keep it simple. However, since poetry is so addictive, I tend to answer with a poem. So as time goes by so fast, then I got to go back to the real world. This is all just all jumble jumble. Sorry, I just rewrote it. I got to hunt for the poet in the real life. Okay, there's a case in point. One of the poets on one of these sites wrote about race relations, equating people with bears and lions. I did not agree with what he said, and I will have to let you guys look for him. His name was Tyler Buck, and he's on one of those two poetry sites that I did. So if Tyler Buck, you are listening, this is a shout out to you. Even though I did not agree with the poem, I actually wrote something poetic to counter state what he said, if that makes any sense at all. Here's my poem. It's called Apples to Apples. There are many colors, red, green, gold, many flavors, bitter and sweet. Each have a use that is perfect for its type. Baking and jelly making, eating straight from the tree. When diced together, pie, so sweet. For those of you who don't know me, I am in a mixed relationship. My husband is a black man, and I am a white woman, and my daughter is so awesome and beautiful, and that's why I wrote that poem, because when you put bears and lions together, the way he spoke about it just kind of clashed with my soul, so I wanted to make sure everybody understood that you kind of have to go with apples to apples. You have to do the same species to the same species. It's like if you put apples and oranges together, you make fruit salad, but they don't do the same thing. They collide sometimes. So you kind of have to go with apples to apples and find in human relationships those things that are similar, and we each have our own purpose and our own thing that we've got to do, so we have to learn how to come together and do those things and be an apple pie. You can
that was great. Oh, that was great. That was great, buddy. I like the way you broke that down.
Tiny poem and all that words.
No, it's okay though. But I like the way you broke it down.
Wow.
You know, and yeah, and transparency is key. You know, people can relate to that. I know I can.
Yeah.
All right, well, keep doing what you're doing, and you know I'm always doing something. So what I did was, in your inbox, I sent you createspace.com so you can start writing your book.
Oh,
and I gave
you
some information in there. I love you, too. It is a nugget, and I'm just a vessel, and it's your time. I can't wait to go to your book signing. Can't wait for it to be in Barnes & Nobles and everywhere. In the libraries.
Good.
And
good.
Oh yeah, it's gonna happen. I'm claiming it for you and Michelle and whoever else is listening. CreateSpace.com. It is the publishing company for Amazon.
Awesome. Love you. Okay. Have a good night.
Love you too. You too. All right, everybody. I hope you. What were you saying?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. All right. So, we're actually going to go into the next round of Lyrical Piper. I hope you guys enjoy.
knows. Now I know, and you know, we all know that he knows. Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about goals,
goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghosts. Why? 'Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead, do it then.
Hold up.
Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing?
Yeah.
But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan.
Young preachers,
I take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know.
Nah.
To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah. The deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find. But it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark, soulfully beautiful. Sad to say I had to say if, 'cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, tick-tock and two, you didn't find your spark. You're not alone, 'cause somebody else is watching you. Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about goals,
goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghosts. Why? 'Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead, do it then.
Hold up.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey.
I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? She boyfriend, baby daddy, turned husband. They grows, you're not alone, 'cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But he'll make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who? Is your question, but it really should be what is next? But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, 'cause somebody else is saying this.
Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about goals,
goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? 'Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution, but they don't know that to the mind it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know a resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I help so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions.
Emotion.
Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote, and if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about goals,
goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? 'Cause he knows.
He knows,
yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help when the enemy created walls. But remember, giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa.
See, I seen love at first sight. With her, I thought I would love her with all my might. You see, I wanted to walk with sandy beaches and hold her hand and understand that love would not be lost. Counting up the cost to be bought, I would have to wind and dine her to make her feel real special. Out of point of control, showing her that the ghetto is not the place that she has to be made whole. Bring her out of the house, show her great things to understand that she could be loved also. She's not taking her virginhood, not taking her safe place, but understand this is the greatest thing that she could be made. Made for a great man's love, like two doves flying from above. See, this is the wind beneath her wings that carries her greatly high within a great man's sky. Understand, see, it's clear. This is a great day, a brighter day to be in love. See, I enjoy the great sense, the great satin of her steps, the great satin of her soul. See, her dress continue to sway to a great man's beat. Song and dance. Her hair is smooth like silk and skin smooth like caramel. Smells something like sweet, like a great man's robe. After each day, I want to get up and make sure that I can rise. You see, we're looking at each other's eyes, our brown eyes, and likewise, and otherwise, we'll understand that we're loving each other. Want to be together forever. Walk hand in hand on the great man's beaches. Understand, see, we won't beseech each other, but understand that we have to be together. Join with great man's among greatness and let God guide us. Great man's footsteps to understand that we gotta be loved. Love from above like a great man's dove. See, this is how we have to do it. Understand there's nothing to it. Knowing it and loving it and showing it. This is what we'll do. You see, together we'll love each other for eternity. We'll be together with a great man's entity. See, she's loving me and I'm understanding that I have to guide her, love her, teach her, protect her. With holy matrimony, we hold hands to understand this is bad man's, no last man's stand. See, I'm loving myself because I'm loving her. She's feeling me, smiling at me. She can trust in me that I guide her to the greatest heights of this world and that nothing happens to her. No hurt, harm, or danger will come to her. See, we are very great kids and children, understand? See, we be more abundantly grateful for each other, understand? That we are love, show love like great roses. The only rose in my garden, I got the flower and bloom her great. This is not fake, but see, we sitting upon a great cloud and smile. Today, everything is worthwhile living, not dust our wilding. But understand, this is the greatest reason to be alive. To be with love for someone is very special. Not just a four-letter word, but word of passion. Our great men understand this is not a stash. Not something that you take for granted, or not understanding, not a beat. Great man, see me for our own brains and understand that our love will always grow, never fail, never fall by the wayside. This is not a junkyard statistic, but something that's needed to be loved as we take the great walks and great heights and understand that our love is always intuition.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the second round of Lyrical Cypher. I want to encourage you guys to vote on GANSPA, www.GANSPA, G-A-N, as in no, S, as in Sam, P, as in poet, A, Awards.com, Dance for Awards. You can vote for, hopefully you vote for us. I am nominated as a Rising Star Female Poet of the Year. You can actually vote every day. Some people tell me you can vote twice a day, and some people are voting three times a day. Also, Truth, that you just heard, he is the Rising Star Male Poet of the Year. And Voice, some of you guys have heard him. He is the Erotic Poet of the Year. He was nominated for that. And also Lester Howard was nominated for that as well. So for anybody who wants to get on the mic and do, like, just please go and support us. And you'll see a list. Oh, Georgia Meade, she is actually got the Hall of Fame nominee. And also Blues, who will be featuring at my show this month. My birthday is this month. I would love to celebrate my birthday with you guys at Illusions. Ill will be the host. And the feature is Blues, which is Boris Rogers. He is a 7-time Emmy Award winner. He's an actor, a poet, a phenomenal dude, phenomenal father, husband, and he will be in the building. Very humble. You know, I meet some of the humblest celebrities. You know, we had one just this last weekend, 13 Nazareth, so humble. And they've been all over the world, and they're well-known. You know, and I thank God for them, you know, just coming to grace on the stage and just being a part and connecting with me. So I hope you guys can be August 27th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts promptly at 8:30. We're going to get it in to midnight. Hope you guys can come dance, chill, eat some cake with me, have some fun. Also, if y'all like to bring gifts, I love gifts. I love surprises, so would love that. So you guys just come out. The show is $10, and it's only $8 for open mic talent. So we still have an open mic, but I'm also going to celebrate my birthday as well. So I hope you guys can come. Let's rock out and have a blast. I'm going to open up the open mic line for anybody who wants to spit some poetry. You want to send a shout out. However you want to do it, we're going to make it happen. And we keep it clean, we keep it positive, we have a good time. I'm going to actually go to Truth. We got Truth on the line. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Not much. What's up with you?
I'm chilling, man. Like, yo, I just had the most exciting day, you know, chilling out with you earlier, seeing Shorty, and then in the booth with Ill Will, man. It was crazy. Like,
yeah,
you're gonna
man.
Love, yo, you're going to love those new tracks, yo. You know, I lay down three. Every time I go, I try to do three at a time. Whenever you got time, that's what we do.
Hey, man, I can't wait to hear him. We just played one of your tracks, Love and Matrimony. You missed Caution. We played that earlier.
Yeah, I just called Love and Matrimony. Yeah.
That's what's up. I had a good time hanging out with you and your Shorty and Ill Will, too, earlier. I can't wait to hear the tracks. I know he laid down some fly tracks, too.
Yeah,
I can't
wait
to get him up here. Yes, yes. But keep it pushing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know you got something for us tonight. What you feeling?
If I could say one word, it would be glory. To greatest heights I go, understanding my mind can move for greatness. Rewind my life, fast forward my choice. Other things I don't understand, you see, time will test the great things with my undermining situations, suggestions for great things in my own mind being penetrated. Glory. Finding myself smiling today, never while to understand this life is great, worthwhile living, stealing. In the words from extortion, the devil can't stop me, hindering me. This is where I'm going. Growth. Finding myself in heaven, smiling on the right hand of him. Good and well done, that good and faithful servant. Those are the words I shall hear from him. Glory. That is the only thing I see, brightness in my face, like the sun shining too bright, too hot to touch, burning with iniquity. See, my soul is covered with the entities, identifying my own things before I testify. Lord, you see, today I'm on fire, hot like great things. I got a dragon that rings like great things and words. I understand I'm singing and thinking, but these are the rhymes of reason, true, real reasons, no truth. Lord, see, all day my mind is inspirational, inspired by the things I see and everything gives me to go ahead to continue to push myself and grow some great man like the black rose that I got that grows in the garden that I proceed to protect. Glory. See, this is something that I love to do, sitting, thinking. My mind is in great posture, and the blood continues to flow with the brain to understand these things that say, grace, man, sanctity, identity, my identifying, the testifying. Truth. Rah.
You better get it.
Yeah, I know that's right.
So we were just talking about bears and lions, and you came straight with that lion, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, you know that's me, man. That's the lion of Judah, you know?
I know that's right.
A lot of people don't know about that lion of Judah.
Ain't nothing wrong
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, this is Truth in the Building. Don't forget to vote the Gansper Awards, www.gansperawards.com. Also, if anybody who's listening just want to give a big shout-out, I'm pretty sure somebody may like this shout-out right here. I just want to give a big shout-out to Kima. What's up, lady? Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, you know I got to support y'all all the way.
That's what's up. I had to catch you off guard real quick.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You're
yeah.
supporting your boo. Ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah, you already know.
Indeed. Uh-oh. True boo in the building. All right, let's get it. All right, so I got Michelle. What's up, lady? You got something for us?
Actually, I came across a poetry that I've written a while back. It's kind of a love poetry, so let me just read this. Okay. I don't have a title for it, so.
That's cool.
I want to love again. I desire love. I want to spoil you and be spoiled in every way, position imaginable, in and out of season in every way possible, mentally, physically, sexually, verbally, financially. I need you and you need me. In return, we're going to make this thing right. I want to be the, I want to be that, hold on, let me, I'm sorry. I'm getting kind of nervous. I want to love again. I desire to be loved. I want to spoil you and be spoiled in every way positionable, imaginable, in and out of season, in every way possible, mentally, physically, sexually, verbally, financially. I need you, and in return, you need me. I want to be that ride and die chick, your backbone, your queen, your baby girl, and behind the scene freak, that anchor that keeps it together, keeps us tight. Together, you and I can reverse this thing called love and make it our own identity and definition. Make love to me. I don't want to. I want to feel you, every part of you, slowly, gently, surely. We're going to get this right. Let's break this chain of lust and connect like the sun that sets beyond the clouds, bursting this light which reflects the shades from its tree. I was crafted in the hand of hope. My quality consists of loving time and time again. Nothing ever changes when it comes to my heart. I live and breathe love. Beyond my hurt, I still love, and I'll continue to love till love is no more. So love me. That's it.
So love me. You better get it, girl. That was hot. All
thanks.
Right, everybody. Michelle Daniels, soon to be author in the building.
Most definitely.
All right. Indeed. Just claiming it. All right, everybody. Michelle Daniels, I want to check with JD. You got something for us, JD?
Nah, I'm
JD?
Just enjoying the vibe on the second half.
That's what's up. All right, everybody. JD with the Boom Boom Room. All right, let me. I know we had unique. I know you already spit some earlier, lady, but we do appreciate you listening, most definitely.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, so I'm going to do this last round of Lyrical Cypher and Truth. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, get ready. Michelle, get ready. Y'all going to close the show out back to back. So I'm just going to quick. Once we're going to do something a little different. I'm an improv type of person. That's probably why a lot of people call me Queen of Improv, but I just love doing different things, spicing it up, being adventurous, and just trying to do different things. I mean, life is different. Every day is different. So what I'm going to do, just let you know what the order is Truth, you're going to go first with the last round. And Michelle, I want you to close it out. So y'all be like rumbling through whatever y'all want to do. I know Truth is going to go freestyle, but whatever you feel that needs to be heard as the last part of the show, we're closing out with Michelle Daniels. So I gave y'all some work to do. Think about a thing And I'm about to get it with some poetry. Hope you guys enjoy.
Beyond the beauty. The beauty of a woman is much more than skin deep. It's not just her physique, her looks, the shape of her thighs, and her voluptuous figure. No, that's not what defines a woman. What truly defines a woman is her heart, the way she carries herself. You see, she's an anchor and knows how to maintain her family and her surroundings. She's the strength and backbone to her mate, a peacemaker and prayer warrior, a loyal friend you could ever ask for she supports the needs of others and embraces their heart, even when it's not convenient. She knows the right words to say just to make you smile and brighten that day. She gives more than the average because it's from her heart and oftentimes her last. She goes beyond the call of duty. Truly, she's a woman of character, wouldn't you agree? She cherishes every moment of life, spent with loved ones and close friends dear to her heart. She is love, and that's what represents her. You see, a woman's worth is the epitome of elegance. The essence of her beauty shines brighter than the sun, for beauty does not necessarily lie within her heart. That's the outer appearance expression. However, the heart is an appealing to the many expressions of her beauty by the way she walks, her talk. It's in her feet, stepping forward and stroking her hips with confidence and pride, holding her head high. She's classy and has style. She's bold and worth more than rubies and diamonds, even that of silver and gold. She is the reflection of her father, gracefully and merciful, the image of an angel. She's truly, significantly divine in every way. Now that there is a woman of graceful beauty. Listen, any woman can look good, but not every woman has a heart of gold. In fact, plastic surgery has made it possible for all women to look her best. But it still doesn't change her heart. So, if she's the opposite of what defines beauty, then it's obvious that she has no class. Wouldn't you agree? The heart of a woman is what defines her truly, whether she's real or counterfeit. Either way, the heart will reveal itself. Just be aware of that, because nowadays, beauty can be a facade. Focus on our heart instead, and don't be fooled.
Sore thumbs always stick out.
Born sinner, but who fought his dad? Like you missed a call for somebody important, but never called him back. Your brain is turned into an arm and neck. I see him every year, but I'm act like you ain't here. What's the harm in that? Listen, right out the gate, he knew he was different, but couldn't explain it then, cause something else was missing. The confidence, he needed something to build, but didn't want to seem cocky, so he decided to chill. The chiller wasn't even an option anymore. The window of opportunity, he kicked the door still. Nice guys finished last, and that ain't changing. And if you really deserved it, then you ain't complaining. He started rapping, they said, what now? He said, I don't cuss, don't talk about guns, I don't follow crowds. But just for that, then nobody wouldn't listen. But his time was gonna come, cause all stars got a cuss. And deep down, he was hurt, turns back to the world. Wouldn't tell nobody he liked to rhyme, even his girl. But he knew it wouldn't last, he knew it wasn't worth it. So he decided to be different on purpose instead of the shortcut. He took the maybe. When everybody got dreads, will he stay with the braids? If you follow the crowd, you worry about how tomorrow ends. So we made it his mission to never follow trends. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the seeing of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out, so they called him the Sore Thumb, cause he stick out. He found the right path, all he had to do was take it. Dream about making it, so he kept chasing it. Everyone started to see what he doing. Successful at that, so they started pursuing every single thing they want. Goals, first chance taken. Show them the definition of a real dream chaser. Hopping in the ring with anybody with the gloves. See the only positive rapper spitting in the club. Still getting high praise. The ones that didn't like him showing up to the ciphers, even though they ain't invite him. But no, they won't fight him, cause he fight with his words. Spit poetry, get motion, cause he fight with his verbs. If we on the same team, then nobody would defeat us. Everybody rock Jordans, but he stay with Adidas. To him, they were better, even cheaper for a salary. He said, no, it's about originality. Okay to be different, dare to be different, dare to be, dare to be, dare to be different. They love him and his music, can't you guys tell? Sore Thumb, but he goes by ill well.
Been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore Thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out.
To pick out.
They call him a Sore Thumb, cause they stick out. Been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore Thumb, sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name to pick out.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. Seemed like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise, to see, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, enough that I'm speaking in great words, I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this isn't a sobriety test or AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent from great man's scene, not public in violence and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under them, being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight to understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I escaped great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived. And still here, man, I'm optional. option too good or bad. But see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun, but always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all-knowing yet unknown.
All right, all right, all right. Let's get it. Truth. We're about to go in. Spit that fire.
These man's a great disposition. See, I'm not falling for the dumb man's penetration. See, Jesus, my soul within, I'm being made whole. Coming for the greater things within. See, I'm flying, never lying and dying in vain. See, in seas of confusion, I'm not swimming on these shores. I'm anchored in Jesus, understanding that I'm nothing like great life and living. Boy, don't you understand? Your skin of being specific, understanding I can fly. like greatly in the skies on this cloud. I'm sitting, I'm floating, I understand that Jesus is at my right hand, and I'm sitting here and I'm loving him. Today we've been guided to great and down this road is my prosperity. These things are coming for me. Not lying to see, I'm understanding here on this beach. I am king. I am ruler. I am rolling in the mystical jungles and dragons. Everything I've seen, understand. I'm not slacking or lacking. I'm not lying, never dying in vain. Understand this is my soul and sacred. Great man says the same. Don't you understand my identify? I identify as I continue to testify. Wow.